Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 396 for Tuesday, May 17th. I'm Phil Ferrant-Warkentin. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was stronger on Tuesday, taking some direction from a rally in Chicago soybeans. Canola was up $1 to $4, the July contract up $1.10 at $517 per ton. A softer tone in the Canadian dollar was also supportive today, as it makes canola more attractive to export customers and domestic crushers. Canola is said to be looking underpriced compared to other oilseeds, with the fund money driving soybeans higher not as prevalent in the Canadian market. Weather concerns were a supportive influence, with recent frost damage in parts of the prairies still being assessed. Forecasts calling for some much-needed rain in the dry parts of Alberta this week were somewhat bearish, but the moisture has not yet materialized in many areas, and some places are expected to miss out on the precipitation. Milling wheat and durum were both untraded, but barley saw some light activity today, posting small declines. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all higher. Soybeans up 8 to 16 cents, the July contract up 16 at 10.80 per bushel. Fund buying was behind the strength in beans as the overall technical trend remains pointed higher and speculators returned to the buy side after taking profits the past few days. Gains in crude oil also underpinned the futures. Ideas that wet weather may lead to seeding delays in parts of the Midwest were also supportive, although soybean seeding is still running ahead of normal. For corn, prices were up 1 to 3 cents, the July contract up 3 at $3.97 per bushel. The rally in soybeans provided spillover support, while the cool and wet weather conditions across parts of the Midwest were also supportive amid ideas of possible seeding delays. The corn crop is now 75% seeded. That's up 5 points from the five-year average. For wheat, prices are steady to up 8 cents. The July contract in Chicago up 7 at $4.82 per bushel. The U.S. winter wheat crop was rated 62% good to excellent in the latest weekly report. That's unchanged from the previous week. The spring wheat crop is 89% seeded in the country. That's well ahead of average, with 60% already emerged. Rising production estimates out of Russia were also bearish for wheat, but prices still managed to move higher in many months, with wet weather starting to raise quality concerns in some parts of the U.S. plains. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, May 17th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Ferrant-Warkentin.